Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. This week we've been asking the question, how's your hearing? Specifically, of course, how's our hearing when it comes to the gospel? Are we really hearing what God's word has to say? Are we really applying it to our lives? As Jesus outlined in the parable of the sower, there are all types of hearers, but there's only one that is truly approved by God. And so, which hearer are we? We've been looking specifically over the past couple of days at the story of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, and we're going to pick up in that story again in verse 34. It's here in verse 34 where Peter starts to teach Cornelius. Verse 34, "So Peter opened his mouth and said, 'Truly I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and made him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who have been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name.' While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. And the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles. For they were hearing them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter declared, 'Can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?' And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days." So what's the meaning of all this? Well, what I think we see here, as we've been noting, Cornelius was good soil. The people that were with him, his friends and his family, were good soil. Because not only was the message delivered, but it was received. Peter does his part as he opened his mouth. As any teacher or preacher of the gospel must do, we have to open our mouth to share God's word. Yes, we have the Bible in written form, and anyone can pick it up and read it and understand. But also, preaching has its place, and it is a God-approved method in how the gospel is taught, how it is learned by others. And as Peter makes clear here in verses 34 and 35, the gospel is for all. God wants everyone to be saved. Peter would later reveal this in his own personal epistle in understanding that God wants all people to reach repentance. He doesn't want anyone to perish. And as Peter outlines, the message of Jesus has progressed, and he reviews the story of Jesus, attesting to being a witness of the work there in verse 39, witnessing his resurrection in verse 41, and then talking about how it was really witnessed by the prophets before, that they said this was going to happen before it ever happened. And certainly in this story, we see the Holy Spirit at work. As it says, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. And that is the opportunity that we all have in receiving God's word, is that it is from the Holy Spirit, as we have the complete and written word of God now. But the hearers at that time, both Cornelius and his friends and family, as well as Peter, all respond to this descending of the Holy Spirit. And what does Peter conclude? They need to be baptized. The gospel is for all, for Jews and for Gentiles, because what we are united in as the New Testament story unfolds is the blood of Jesus. And we are united with Jesus through baptism. And so Peter says, "Can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And as we read in verse 48, he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, which of course is not meaning that he forced them to be baptized, but he showed them that that is what is necessary for them to be saved. And our conclusion would be they did that, because then they asked him to remain for some days. And that is the attitude of a faithful hearer. I am convinced that in the days following, Peter continued to share the truth about Jesus and encourage them in their new walk with Jesus. And that is exactly what we strive to do here. For all of us who are Christians, we are baptized into Christ, and now we are striving to faithfully serve him as hearers and doers of God's word. So, How's your hearing? There'll be another opportunity, Lord willing, if he blesses us with Sunday again. We'll be here at the Beaver Dam Church of Christ at 10 a.m., and we would love to have you with us. Thanks for listening. Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.